Hello, we have cards for August 22nd and 23rd. They are all reversed. We have the Knight of Pentacles, we have the Eight of Pentacles, and we have the Queen of Wands. Pentacles are coins, by the way. No confidence. The poor Queen of Wands in the reverse is not welcome anywhere in a reading, male or female. The keywords for this vicious bitch are some of my least favorite to read or write, but here he or she is. I prefer to acknowledge her insecure side, which is what makes her act like a vicious, jealous bitch in the first place. Capable of serious interference is what I'm hearing. No loyalty from this queen, who could be your boss. The Queen of Wands, male or female, is usually the center of attention, or at least the center of his or her own universe. But let's not focus on him or her. Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people, said Eleanor Roosevelt. We have two more reversed cards of the suit of Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, in the past and present places, the Knight of Coins and the Eight of Coins. The Knight of Coins is the slowest knight of the four knights, and on some cards sits upon a huge draught horse like a Clydesdale. Hardly renowned for speed or agility, the mighty Clydesdale reliably and steadily plods along, rain, snow, or shine, to get the job done. From Scotland, in the region of the River Clyde, they apparently were declared not all that far from extinct in the 70s, and they are amazing. These reversed cards of Earth are simply stopped in their tracks, like the knight's horse. The down-to-earth and get-to-work Eight of Coins is being at it 8 hours a day, day after day, 8 days a week. The mundane aspects of life could be interfering in other aspects, career or relationships. I keep hearing interference, which is not good when the reversed Queen of Rods is in the mix. What's my motivation is something I think I remember from high school drama class, and these cards remind me of that. The human at her desk or laptop or drafting table or workbench on the Eight of Coins is usually seen in a windowless room, studio, atelier, or workshop. On the modern witch version, she's in a well-lit space, but head down and set on perfecting her work, a large, carefully drawn gold pentacle on a computer screen. She's oblivious to the view and the sunny day outside. This could be an unpleasant or even toxic work environment. Efforts go unappreciated and seem to be financially unrewarding. These are daily cards, so hopefully if we're feeling burned out or lack ambition, they can always be turned around, but there's something we or someone have to or has to do differently. Drama Queens Incorporated, as was recently shown to us, practice at anything is what gives us confidence in performance, and one gets better and learns more every day. But these cards could be doubling down on the need for practice or work or refinement. Even physically, you need to be as fierce as the upright Queen of Wands. Our attention may not be focused where it needs to be today, possibly because of disruptive energy from this queen or man, male or female, possibly an outburst. In spite of Eleanor's philosophy, I would be ignoring the Clydesdale in the room if I didn't point out that this is someone not pulling their weight or putting the effort in, or who has lost their own motivation. The reversed queen is disorganized, and the devil, a Capricorn of the suit of coins, is always somewhere down there in the details. Read the fine print. Or, did you even show up for work today? If you work for the reversed queen of wands, you know what you're in for.